to Ace of Sakai, where we talk all anime things. Today we're going to be talking about our personal favorite. It is not a mainstream anime, not many people know about this, but it is one of the best things you will ever probably see. It is Kingdom Season 5. Amy, take it away.
So Kingdom is my top 5 animes of all time. Like, Kingdom is beyond amazing. I fucking love this anime. From season one, even though season one was very slow compared to, you know, every other season, I enjoyed.
Did you ever go back and just saw the difference in animation from season one to now?
I've seen Kingdom twice.
That's wild. Wild. Yeah, Kingdom
twice. So I love this fucking anime. I think it's one of the everyone needs to get on this fucking anime. Just start watching it. It is one of the top animes out there. The only gripe I have is I will not remember any of their fucking names. Right? I am bad with fucking names. I won't know any of their fucking names. And that's what kills me, right? I just know QI and Zen. Can't quit. How do you pronounce it?
Ken?
Ken?
And Zhao. They're fighting in this season. That's all I know, right? Other than that.
You know Shin, right? You know Shin.
Yeah, he's the main guy, bro.
One more name you should remember. Kanki.
Who the fuck is Kanki?
His wife.
He's the general. He's the fucked up. He's the Hisoka of this show.
What?
Kanki is the one that's on Shin's side, the Kin side. It's the ally of
the bandit.
Oh, he's
the bandit general.
Huh?
The bandit general.
This guy just spoiled it.
Yeah,
time, but then again, it's based off two events, so
yeah, he's fucked up, dude. I mean, we know about it since last season. How fucked up he is.
He's raping people. He's raping.
I get it.
And he's willing to kill his own people. I get that. So this season we've seen everyone evolving. Like, but you did. What's the strategist's name?
Kaido.
Kaido Ten.
Okay. So in the just said ten.
Yeah. Ten. So we've seen Heart evolution too, man. Like, she is fucking. Yeah. You know when they were crossing that that high stream. She came up with that, even though her teacher said, "You can't cross it."
I liked it even better in this episode, the latest one.
Yeah, bro, her evolution has been fucking insane, and people are noticing it. Like, when one of the other sides was like, they have somebody else beside their general. They have another candidate.
Right.
You see how fucking her evolution is? It's so fucking dope. I think this season,
we were not paying attention to her.
Yeah, I mean,
the disrespect. I am acknowledging her like no tomorrow right now.
Well, I think that's part of Shin's growth, right? Like, you don't have a strategy if you're only managing 5 unit group, right? She's not gonna have any strategy for that.
No, it makes you show that Shin would have died without her a long time ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now that he's a general, he has a huge group of people, like, she could actually, you know, now really flourish because she could help coordinate the action and strategize that. Yeah, exactly.
And
brain, she's the brain.
One thing I noticed is every season that we see Shin shine, right? He's the main guy, the spotlight is always on him. But this season, what I'm seeing is Ten is stealing the spotlight. And even the other guy who crossed the river.
Well, I don't know about stealing. I think she's earning.
She's stealing it, bro. She is. She's stealing
that. Right now, she deserves it.
Our boy is always on top, right? We wait for this motherfucker to come in. Wait for him to fucking defend some general's fucking attack or take his head off. We wait for that moment because we know it's going to come. Our boy is going to
fuck. That's his role, right?
But we've seen every single OP general has had a OP strategist.
Yeah. We knew she was good, but now you see how fucking good she is.
She might be the top 10.
She said it herself. I might be at 10, but now I might be number 9. I might have moved to 9.
No. She said the teacher is 10 times better than her. And then she's like, no, I take that back. He's 9 times better. So, and then she's laughing because leveled yourself up.
Shin acknowledges that, yo, she might be the fucking top cat. Like, this is the first time I've seen him say that. So I think this was really thrilling, and this was really good to know that it's not just Shin, it's other people in his group also. And his vice general is missing at this given point.
Kyokai.
Yeah. What's her name?
Kyokai.
Kyokai?
Kyokai.
Kyokai. So she's missing at this given fucking point, and she's the OG, right? She's
assassin.
But we fucking want her to come back. But I think she's going to come back with a bang. This episode, we saw she was hurt. She's getting better. We saw Ten is phenomenally growing, evolving at the same time. She knew. She set it up such a way that the central hill that they were trying to take, they all knew that their general, what the fuck is Hue Army? Is that what it's called?
Oh, the...
The bandit? Which the one? Bandit general?
Hue,
right? They set it up in such a way that they were like, yo, the Hue has to make a move now. But fucking guy did not, right? They were like, we would have won this shit if he made a move. But then they're like,
I don't know about one. It was never one. It was
it would have been impact.
It's a battle. It's in the war. There's multiple battles. So
yeah, it would have been it advantage. It would have been impactful. Even the fucking opposition was like, "Yo, this is the moment. This is where they got to make a move." And this fucking guy, nothing. And he's just like,
"No."
That's what makes him. He's the best. Dude.
Even though he never made a move, he never wastes an opportunity.
That's what they said. Yeah. You see him on the fucking cliff, and the fucking guy's giving him a massage. And, you know, we don't know what right?
All I know is Moto has talked about him in such a high manner, he's going to be here for a minute.
Oh.
He's fucked up.
I thought he was going to, something was going to break down.
He's going to be the next, he's going to be what Shin wants to overcome.
No, I thought he was going to be the next big baddie because of his ethics.
Technically, he is.
No.
That's kind of interesting. Go ahead.
So, in a sense where the villains or the bad guys are the opposition of whatever, you know, Shin is fighting against. That's one. But even in this tier, you have rivals and you also have people you hate. Shin admires power and growth. He hates this dude. He knows he's OP strong, but he goes, this is a piece of shit that I never want to be like. And he hates working with them, but he knows he has to. And Shin is going to overtake him. Like, I think he's like the Blackbeard to Luffy.
My thinking was he was going to fight him.
Is that good, Moto?
I don't think so. Blackbeard is straight up opposition.
His Blackbeard would be that guy with the scar, the one nobody could kill.
Shanks.
Bro. The one that fights fucking...
that killed this dude.
The one that killed this guy with the spear.
Yeah, well, that one.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
The fucking general from the live action movies too, bro. You know, the last season. The one who gave it the fucking big ass thing to...
Oki?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think that's his power, Blackbeard.
No, Shin is saying that he is going to be his Blackbeard, like his last final.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that killed Oki. The guy that killed Oki. Okay, sure.
But no, I think the scene is definitely.
I don't know if I ever want to play poker with him. I don't know.
Don't worry, my luck is never good. So
join the club. But I think I think this season is nice, man. Like I like the pace. I like how they fucked up in the beginning, and then Ten is like, "Nah, tomorrow you can take my fucking head. If we don't capture this tomorrow, you get my head." And they fucking did it too, yo. The fucking thing was so dope. And the whole morale of the team, the way they pushed it, like both Shin and Ten counted on that guy Be like, only you can do it. Nobody else can do it. And the guy knew it too. Be like, yo, like, and they started respecting him. So you see that it's not just Shin's show. It's
by the way, people need to give props to that swimmer to how somehow across the river.
Yeah. You are the hero. You keep this good.
No one will remember his name.
Yep.
He was the key that helped.
Good job.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, but props, man. This season has been going good pace. Kingdom is always a delight to watch. I fucking love this anime. My top four of all time, top five of all time, and nothing bad to say.
Go ahead.
I agree with everything he said. I love this show. I can't wait for the next episode, yo. Honestly speaking, I know the path that is going in. I just can't wait to see it adapted and animated. And for now, I'm only excited about Shin turning into a 10,000 army fleet.
Oh man,
the general!
I know. After this, he's gonna become. Everything is like leading to that.
What? How much does he have now? 3,000?
4,000?
3,000.
3,000,
right? 4,000. No, I think Kyokai has like 1,000 or something. So.
I think he might have 8,000 now.
I thought he was doing 8,000.
He was crossing the river. He had 8,000.
5,000.
No. Because they split it. Let me see. I'm going to check.
Yeah, check. I love the whole Kanki section when he didn't do shit. Like, I knew the whole, like, obviously, I just remember the count. I don't remember the exact sequence, but I was like, yeah, this motherfucker ain't gonna do shit. Like, he's gonna watch. And I love that, like, the genius strategist on the other side is like, what the fuck?
No, they're talking about manga. I need to see, what episode are we on?
Who knows?
Six. Episode six on the...
Season five?
Sure.
Season 5,
yeah. He goes from 100 to 5,000. Yeah, I think it's 5,000 right now.
I really think it was 8,000 because he got some of Yoon's army people too.
No, hold on a second. I don't think it's 5,000 yet.
No, I don't think it's 5,000. No, it's different. I don't think 5,000 is a big number. That's, I think, a general, no?
No.
So, senior company is 300, 1,000 commander for, right? And then Sanyu Aftermath Arc, Coalition Invasion Arc. So Battle of the Kankoku Pass, right? That's where we are at, right?
Yeah.
He's a 2,000 man unit. Oh,
No way.
So, he's going at 5,000 next, then. He's going to become a general with 5,000.
I'm going to watch it again. I think it's 5,000 to 8,000.
Maybe he's working with them.
Because they have to split the people. I remember because
I'm confused too. All right, so we'll figure that shit out later. Okay, yes, overall, yes. Moto, input on this before we rate it.
No, it's the same thing. And which brings so much interest is like the whole war battle, tactical, strategical. This different power ups that's happening. We get to see with Ten, the strategist, you know, her action, her aggressive stance, and you know, leading the strategy. It's really fun to watch. Keeps the story like, you know, not just solely on Shin and his power ups. So that was great to see. Kanki and his fucked up approach is always interesting. I don't even remember which fucked up strategy he used on this
Kanki
one.
Kanki is the Hisoka of this and Kyoke is his lover. Was it how you say her name?
Kyokai? So I'm using like Kyokai. English names. The actual Chinese name is all pronounced differently. So when you research it, you'll get two different names. So just I got used to the English one because yeah.
Okay.
And it's so hard. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just fascinating, the war tactic. It is a area in Shonen that you don't really see too much. It's something I mentioned the last time. Like, I always laugh when I hear war arc in any Shonen. It's just big battle versus this one's like, you have to win this turn.
We had a conversation. Huh? This is not a Shonen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the Sennin. But, like, you know, anime, like, general anime, you know, it's just, like, big fights, and they call it war arc. You know, everything from Naruto all the way to One Piece, everything. We love those animes and manga, but, like, this one's legitimate. There's a bunch of battle happening. We have to win this one. If we lose this one, it will have this impact on this area and stuff like that, different strategies going on, a real war. And it's that's not even the big picture, right? Because they're doing the invasion of Zao, and this is the first part of that invasion strategy, which is the strategists are doing it at their home base, right? So seeing this whole, you know, that's the war, right? That's the war, not one big fight that you see. So it's always fascinating to see, you know, different growth from your main characters from different aspects of it. So it's fucking exciting. I love it. I love it. There's so much to be learned.
Rating.
A fucking 10.
8.
He lies. He says a 10.
I'm not saying 10. wait. It's not 10. I mean, it's the beginning of the season. I can't give it 10.
So listen, it's keeping up to pace with Kingdom as far as I can tell.
I'm just waiting for that because I know what's coming. I know what's coming. I can't give it a 9 or a 10 because I know Shin's moment is coming. I cannot take that away.
What? No, I'm talking about in the storytelling. It's keeping the pace where it's giving you...
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I cannot take that away, but I know...
Okay. So you want to give the purpose... So you're talking about... Okay. I am rating overall on Kingdom scale. No, it's keeping up the scale. Okay. This episode? I mean, I enjoyed the episode the most the season so far.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that.
I really enjoyed how, like, Tan took the whole command, and it was just her moment. Every time Shin turned and goes, and the whole gasp was like recognizing how fucking amazing she is.
She is. I could only give it a 7. My moment would be when the general.
But the thing is, now you're waiting for something you haven't seen yet. Now you did that shit with Gear 5 too. You held that 10 and it never came.
It's fucked up, but I can't help it because I know that every season ends with a banger. Throughout Kingdom,
that'll be a 10.
Because Kingdom is known for the edge of the seat action, right? You're like, fuck.
It's happening this season.
No, I haven't seen that yet. Even though the crossing
the river walk,
the crossing of the river was there, but like it wasn't like when the mountain bandits showed up when the king was dying. You remember that? That was like fuck. Right.
By the way, every time I play a war game when I had to cross the river and there's units on the other side, I always lose. So that's bullshit.
I know.
Because you're leading it. You need a ten.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Fucking horseshit, man.
Listen. Let's cut it short. I give 10 a 10, and I give the show a 10. So I'm good with that.
Show gets a 10. This episode gets a 7 from me.
As so far, for me, my favorite.
I see what Sohail is saying. It's not fair to judge the current episode.
I could always come back and change the rating. For me, right now, at this time, this episode and every episode so far has been better than the last.
So hell, as a person, I read manga. I already know what's coming. So how should I adjust? I don't know. I like the episode. It's a great setup.
That's like me saying about One Piece. Oh, I already know what's going to come. So I'm going to give it 10. Mm. I knew he's going to turn into Gear 5. Everybody and the mothers knew he's going to turn into Gear 5. The fact that they wasted the opportunity to impress us with Gear 5, it took that 10 away and gave us a 5. So that's what I'm saying.
Never disappoint.
I know he's going to be a 30,000 general. I know he's going to be married to this chick. Those are all going to be 10s. Yeah.
Kingdom is not One Piece. Kingdom is not Dragon Ball. Kingdom go ahead. Sorry, Mudo.
I'll raise my score 8.5. It is not. I understand. I see both sides. It's hard to say. I don't know.
Maybe next episode better, and that's a 10, and this goes to a 9. It's fucking, then, you know what? Impress me. Keep impressing me. I love it. Keep impressing me.
The last episode, I would have given an 8 or 9, but this one is a 7 for me.
I, the river
one, The river one would have been 8 or 9 because that I felt it. I'm like, shit. I had the goosebumps when they were crossing it, and I'm like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. This one was more like 10 is she's going down, bro.
If she you know Amy, if you know Ahmed, he's a sucker for side characters he will forget the names about. So make sure you like and subscribe. Check out Kingdom. Amazing, amazing anime that will blow your mind from the beginning. Even though Mortar doesn't like season one, me and Amy love season one.
I like
animation.
You like see, yeah.
We liked it. Season one got us both. It got us both. And
which is that? Which I'm very happy because I was a reader before, and I was so disappointed with season one. But then you guys were talking about it. I was like, what? You guys like that shit? Oh, it's going to get so much better. It's going to get so much better.
And it did. Make sure you check it out if you're an anime fan, if you're an anime junkie, or you're just starting out. It's worth everything, and it will keep you guessing, keep you excited. Like, subscribe. ASM Sakai will be back. Peace out.
Peace.